We're going to do a liturgical reading. It'll be up here on the screen. So there is a community response. We're going to worship the Lord through some liturgy. So I'm going to read part of it, and you'll see do you have that, the responses, are they highlighted or anything? Okay, all right, good, perfect. Okay, so you'll see there's the blue part, I'm going to read that, and then you'll see the next part where it comes up white or in bold. We're going to read that together. So, as we prepare our house for the coming Christmas season, we would also prepare our hearts for the returning Christ. You came once for your people, O Lord, and you will come for us again. Though there was no room at the inn to receive you upon your first arrival, we would prepare you room here in our hearts and here in our home, Lord Christ. As we decorate and celebrate, we do so to mark the memory of your redemptive movement into our broken world, O God. Our glittering ornaments and Christmas trees, our festive carols, our sumptuous feasts. By these small tokens, we affirm that something has happened in time and space. That God, on a particular night, in a particular place, so many years ago, was born to us an infant king, our Prince of Peace. Our wreaths and ribbons and colored lights, our giving of gifts, our parties with friends, these have never been ends in themselves. They are but small ways in which we repeat that sounding joy first proclaimed by angels in the skies near Bethlehem. In view of such great tidings of love announced to us and to all people, how can we not be moved to praise and celebration in this Christmas season? As we decorate our tree and as we feast and laugh and sing together, we are rehearsing for our coming joy. We are making ready to receive the one who has already, with open arms, received us. We would prepare you room here in our hearts and here in our home, Lord Christ. Now we celebrate your first coming, Emmanuel, even as we long for your return. O Prince of Peace, our elder brother, return soon. We miss you so. Amen.